Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, your host, and a clinical microbiologist and the chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
For today's episode, we welcome David Grunst from our product management team at Mayo Clinic Laboratories for a test-specific podcast.
Hi, Dr. Pritt. Thank you for having me today to talk about a new test at Mayo Clinic Laboratories. Today, we're going to talk about one of your new developments in tick-borne testing. It's a tick bacterial PCR sequencing on blood. Before we get started, do you mind giving a brief introduction of yourself and what you do here at Mayo Clinic?
Sure, I'd be happy to, David. I'll give you an introduction in relation to this particular test, since you also all know me as the host for this podcast. So I'm a pathologist and clinical microbiologist, and my special areas of expertise are vector-borne diseases and parasitic infections and how we diagnose them in the laboratory. So I did training in Vermont and then did a fellowship here in medical microbiology at Mayo Clinic. I also have a master's degree in medical parasitology from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in London, England, and a diploma in tropical medicine from the Royal College of Physicians in England. So I've used all of that expertise to really prepare myself and to do my best in my current roles as the medical director of the clinical parasitology lab and the co-director of our vector-borne diseases testing services. I'm co-director along with Dr. Ellie Thiel.
That's very impressive. Thank you for sharing. It's that amazing background and your passion for tick-borne diseases that really leads us to the test we're talking about today. Like I said, it's a new tick-borne assay that's used to identify pathogenic bacteria infecting whole blood. Can you tell us a little bit about the test and how it came to be?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. It's a Mayo Clinic developed test, and it uses PCR and next generation sequencing to detect and differentiate most of the tick-borne bacteria that can be present in a patient's blood sample. It's also capable of detecting bacteria that causes similar diseases to those of tick-borne disease, such as leptospirosis. So it can detect Leptospira, the cause of that. And we developed this test because we wanted a method for detecting some of these less common bacteria, most which are transmitted by ticks, that are not targeted by our standard testing algorithm. Now, we have excellent coverage for the common tick-borne diseases with our standard testing, and we cover testing for Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, ehrlichiosis, babesiosis, spotted fever, rickettsioses, but we realized it was time to expand to some of the rare and unexpected bacterial diseases as well.
So this test isn't necessarily the type of test you would recommend running on anyone that comes in with symptoms of a tick-borne illness. Could you explain a little bit the types of patients that this test would best be suited for and how a provider might determine if their patient would benefit from this?
Yes, that's a very important point. This test really should be reserved for patients who are suspected of having a tick-borne infection, but for whom standard testing is unrevealing. So this would not be the first test that should be ordered.
As you highlighted, we currently offer several different tests for tick-borne illnesses, and you've developed a testing algorithm for our providers. Will you please explain why the algorithm is recommended and where in the algorithm this test fits?
Absolutely. We work closely with our colleagues, mostly in infectious diseases, some other medical specialties as well that see patients with possible tick-borne infections, specifically to develop a testing algorithm that is based on national test guidelines. And it is customized to the region of the country where our patients are potentially exposed to ticks and tick bites. So in that algorithm, the frontline tests that we recommend are fast and highly sensitive. And so they're really ideally meant to be those top first tests that are ordered. But as I mentioned, there are these rare occasions where these frontline tests will not detect some of the rarer bacteria. So that's where this new tick-borne bacterial PCR and sequencing test comes in. It's designed to be performed after the standard testing has already been tried.
Okay. And so what makes this test different than what's currently available to providers?
Well, unlike our standard PCR tests, which are designed to detect just one or a few bacteria, this new tick-borne bacterial PCR and sequencing test targets a region of the 16S ribosomal RNA gene, a gene found in all bacteria, that allows us to taxonomically, specifically report most of the tick-borne bacteria that may be present in a patient's blood sample. It can also detect bacteria, as I mentioned before, that causes diseases with a similar presentation to tick-borne diseases, such as Coxiella burnettii, a leptospirus species. So it's capable of detecting multiple different types of bacteria. It's sometimes referred to as a metagenomics test. As I mentioned, we don't recommend this as a frontline test because it is more complex than the traditional tests, and it takes longer to generate a result.
So once the provider has the results, how can the information that's generated be used in the care for their patients? And can you talk a little bit about how the diagnosis can be clarified by using this assay, why it's important, and then again, how the results would impact a patient's care and treatment plan?
Sure. It's always helpful to know what is causing a patient's illness. And that's for a number of reasons. First, because it allows the providers to direct the treatment for that specific patient. But second, it also allows the providers to counsel the patient on how to avoid the disease in the future. So if we detect something that's not tick-borne but has other exposure risks, such as waterborne exposure, then that would be different counseling than tick-borne disease risk. The test may also allow us to detect novel bacterial pathogens, and some of the work that we've done with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention using a similar test has already shown that there are some pathogens out there that are probably novel, and we're doing further work to investigate those. So I anticipate with one of these broader metagenomics tests, like this blood PCR and sequencing test, that we're going to see more things than ever before because our capability of detecting things has expanded.
And that's really what we do at Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Laboratories. We're focusing on the patient care and ensuring that the appropriate testing gets done at the right time and using the well-developed tests coming from your lab to help determine the next steps in the best care for the patient. And the specialization and capabilities of your lab and the staff are really second to none. And they're making this test is really making complex very simple, as you explained. And when and how testing can be performed with this new technology as these things become available.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, David. It's really the focus on the patient that drives me and my team to continue to innovate and produce new tests like this one to help our patients.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pritt, for having me join you today. And I really appreciate your time educating us on the new advancements coming out of your lab with tick-borne bacterial testing that we can use at Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Laboratories. I look forward to talking to you again about the great test that you're developing and how we can improve the lives of our patients. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.